All right. So let's put some of this energy, in motion, emotion, into a beautiful, unobstructed flow, along with thoughts, weaving together, moving towards a most glorious and opening future. So let yourself relax in the way that's comfortable for your body, so that you can find a position that you can hold for the longest period of time without moving. Gently inform your body that we're just going to do a meditation, and afterwards we can do all the busy things you want to do. Let the body relax. Let the body let go of the tension. Whether you do it from relaxing your toes all the way up to your head, or relaxing your head all the way to your toes, or whether you do it with deep, gentle breaths, let yourself relax and close your eyes, very gently closing your eyes as if you're pulling a curtain of privacy, of peace and quiet, of wonderful, safe, and nurturing darkness around you, to cocoon yourself under your eyelids in that space of your center. To go inside now, relaxing and going inside. And we're going to count from 7 down to 1. And when we say next the number 1, you'll find yourself on a mountaintop overlooking your world, a mountaintop from which you can see glorious vistas of the past, the present, and the future. However that translates to you in your senses, in your imagination, that's where we'll be. So letting yourself go to the most appropriate level of relaxation and attunement and awareness. 7. 6. Letting yourself go into that level. 5. Sinking perhaps into it. Feeling safe. 4. Knowing that if you feel unsafe at any time, you only have to open up your eyes, and when you feel safe, you can close them again and rejoin. 3. And if you should find yourself falling asleep or falling out or nodding out and you want to stay with us, then just mentally follow the sound of our voice. And just mentally follow each word that we say, saying it in a sense to yourself right after us. 2. We're almost there. Landing there. Being there now. 1. You find yourself on a mountain, on the top of a mountain, at its pinnacle, at its peak, looking over the world, looking over lands, lands of the past, lands of the present, lands of the future. Perhaps there's oceans, other mountains smaller, big grassy plains, rolling hills, forests, deserts, cities, all spread out beneath you, your world, your life. And as you sit there, you look over to the world on your left, to the lands to your left, the lands of the past. They're not as bright as the lands of the present. In those lands of the past, there are times in which you have suffered, where you've had to experience a lot of emotion that was difficult for you to express, to hold, and even, yes, to experience. Emotions that were filled with pain, of sorrow, of frustration, of rage, of fear, terror, anxiety, worry, maybe some self-pity and guilt, dark emotions, limited emotions, emotions you've thought of as negative, over there in the lands of the past. And all the patterns that you learned in childhood, all the decisions that you made about how you had to stuff it, deny it, how you had to shut up, how you had to put on a face, a facade to survive, to be loved, to be accepted, perhaps. All those conditions that you chose in the moment, out of your anger and your fear and your hurt, they're all there in the lands of the past. And as you look there in the lands of the past, you see there's storms going on and lightning flashing away in the distance there, way back in childhood there. Some of the darkness of those storms, some of the darkness of those clouds, even shadowing you a bit in the present, though not as much. So you look in forward, in front of you, into the present, the lands of the present, brighter indeed, but not totally ecstatically happy, not totally blissful, not totally fulfilled, not totally passionate, not the absolute wondrousness that you had way back in the past, had hoped that this time in your life would be. Good things, yes, much in the way of good things, beautiful things, but still something still lacking, something of the intensity of love, something of the next level of success or joy or, yes, creative passion, loving passion, something so exciting that it's a dynamic that moves your life, that opens you to being more than you are. And then you take a glance to the right, the lands of the future. And there's a mist hanging upon this land. It's hard to tell. Is it better or the same? Hard to see. Hard to tell that mist that's there. But you do know that here in the present, the time that you can do things, that you can create things, that you can change things, here in this eternal moment of the now, it lies right here in front of you. The emotions that you want to feel, the power and the freedom with your emotions that you would like to have. So let yourself now look at a pattern you have chosen, a pattern from your past, whose threads continue even to this present day, or those who you fear could happen in the future. Patterns unresolved, unsatisfying from the past. Perhaps you haven't felt them in quite a while. Perhaps this pattern has not been showing up in your life with such regularity as it used to. But you can sense its presence is still there, its possibility is still there, and you would like to shift that possibility. So let yourself remember now, looking to the past for the picture of this pattern, for the memory, perhaps the last time it happened. Maybe it's a little things that happen during the day. It's part of the pattern, just lots of little things. Or perhaps it's big things that happen every few years. Whatever it is, in your memory now, scanning to your left, bring in the picture of that pattern, or the sensing of that pattern, the feeling that you had. Sense now. Let yourself open. What is the trigger? The trigger that would send you into your emotions of angers, various kinds of angers, hostility, defensiveness, rage. Or perhaps the fears that would translate into terror or anxiety or worry or restless nervousness. Or perhaps that triggered the hurt, or and trigger the hurt, where you felt that a part of you was ripped away, a part of you that was vulnerable, that was open, that was looking for love, looking for friendship, looking for companionship, looking for respect and worth and value, ripped away. Let yourself feel those feelings that you would feel when this pattern kicked in. Perhaps powerless rage. Perhaps a mixture of fear and anger and hurt. And remember how unpleasant it was, because you didn't feel that you were on top of your emotions. You didn't feel in charge. You felt like a child or a teenager. You didn't feel strong and adult and competent. Remember how you felt. Remember what you did in response to that. What did you do? Did you stuff your emotions? Did you move them into rationality and analyticalness? What did you do with them? Did you suppress them, deny them, dismiss them, make them seemingly unimportant? Did you go into a defensive or offensive position to blame and judge? Did you use them to manipulate and control back at whoever it was who was unlucky enough to push your button, your trigger? Did you run away? Did you avoid? Did you just go silent and seethe? Did you try to placate? Did you try to bully? What did you do with your emotions that you felt? What did you think about yourself for feeling these emotions? Did you judge yourself for being weak or incompetent or having screwed up again? Did you judge the others involved? And what kind of future were you afraid would happen if you expressed what you felt? What would happen? What's the downside of it? So why would you work with your emotions or deny them or do to your emotions what you did? You can see that it's the future you are trying to salvage. A future in which you anticipated the past returning once again. The past to repeat itself. The expectation of that past in all its darkness, in all its limitation, in all its powerlessness, to repeat itself. And so you took the tactic of doing something to yourself emotionally, to shut it down, to make yourself feel a little safer, to try to avoid that nasty past that you've now assumed will probably happen again. And now, with your mind, with your attention, move to the end of this cycle, to the end of the event. After all was said or done, and you did whatever you did, and so on, did the circumstance just kind of go back and repeat itself again? Or did you break ties with people and go off on your own? What were the emotions there at the end of that cycle? You were unexpressed. The emotions were still there, running around, rankling in you. The sense of dissatisfaction. Did you judge yourself there again? Did you blame and judge others for that pain or discomfort that you were feeling? The unhappiness, the limitation? But you see, dear one, you are a powerful light being, a reality creator, come here to the physical plane out of your choice as an adventure, creating an illusion that reflects you, that gives you all the information that you need to discover who you really are and to take the power and the glory of who you are to yourself, to own it, to claim it, and to create a life that is consistent with that beautiful power that you have, with those emotions flowing in harmony. A you that can use those emotions in a powerful and positive way for yourself, to heal things, to change things, to make things better. So step into that light of yourself. Own who you are. Recognize, I am a powerful and beautiful and loving light being. Claim yourself. Know this to be true. You do know it. All right. And you've chosen to have a different future. Instead of struggling with angers that don't resolve, you see a future where you live with joy and passion. And rather than fear, which brings you terror and powerlessness, you see an excitement of breaking free of old traps and old limitations, moving into a greater and indeed grander reality than ever before. And if it was hurt, let yourself see yourself, the loving you, valuing yourself, respecting yourself, caring for yourself, feeling your worthiness as a light being, deserving all the most wonderful things that your life has to offer. Imagine yourself as if you were your own ideal mother, loving you, totally nurturing you, totally unconditionally caring for you, honoring who you are and your temperament and your way of being and the way you are. Let it fit you naturally. Let this, in a sense, be natural to you, to own this aspect of yourself, to own a future that would naturally unfold, filled with love, passion, and excitement, calling you to the future. Be natural for you to move into a wondrous future where you can be who you are and express what you feel in safety. Loving yourself, being the light that you are to the world. Just as in the past you've imagined what could go wrong in the future, let yourself just imagine right now what could go right in your future when you let go of this pattern. Where could you go with it? Where could you expand your joy? Expand your influence? Expand the love, the excitement, and passion? Where? Imagine it. Stretch. There. Just feel it. You don't have to imagine the details. You don't have to see the form and the way it's going to play out exactly. But just feel what it would feel like if every day you lived in this wonderful free state and you were never, ever, ever concerned that anyone could come along and kick you emotionally out of balance or put you in a place of powerlessness. Imagine the safety and security you would feel. Let yourself feel it now. Come on, imagine it. It's yours. You can't have something unless you imagine it. So imagine yourself feeling safe and secure, and knowing that your future is glorious. And as you do that, you scan your eyes over to the right, to the lands of the future, and you see it beginning to shimmer. You see it beginning to glow over there. All right. So now, the self that you are, the self that you are claiming yourself to be, the self with this beautiful light radiating out from you, radiant into your world, touching your world with your light, with your truth, with your joy. This self, step now into that pattern. Step now into that place where the angers and the fears and the hurts arise. Step in there, in your power, and take that anger and shift it into passion. Feel it. Feel the passion. Feel how outrage and rage can move into a sense of passion about something. What was the boundary that was crossed for you? every time you did this pattern. The violation of your respect. Where was it? Feel the passion about it. Feel that it's important to you. Feel yourself stand up for yourself. That's important to me. The passion. It shows you're alive. It shows that you have will. It shows that you care. That you love to have passion about something. And the fear. Turn the fear now into excitement. The fear that, oh, what's going to happen now? Oh, no, the future is all screwed up. Oh, no, I've messed up again. Oh, no. Shift it. Shift it into the excitement of, oh, yes, I'm breaking out of the box. Oh, yes, there's all sorts of infinite possibilities. And I'm going to select some really fun ones. I am going to step into the unknown and into change. And it's going to be glorious. I'm going to bring about positive, empowered change. I'm going to feel the enthusiasm and the excitement and the pizzazz of life. All a tingle, all a glow. And go to the hurt. And as we said, it sometimes takes a while. But for right now, see if you can just let go of that part of you that seeks from others, the dependency piece, that you are needy from others. And let it go. And just flood yourself with the self-love. Allow beautiful sparkles of light to come and be around you. Yeah, let us come and be with you. A column of light that just surrounds you. Just let us come and be with you and just feel our support for you. Let yourself receive some love and healing. And love yourself too, just like that. Just nurture and love yourself. Not indulge yourself, and not to play self-pity, but to love yourself, to give yourself the cherishing that you never quite got enough of when you were a child. Give that to yourself right now. And with that, feel the love inside you as natural to you. There's love in there. We know it. We see it. Let yourself really get it. More now. You are more loving than you give yourself credit. Take off all judgments you've made of yourself in the past. Let them go. Forgive yourself. That was past. Loving yourself. And imagine if you can love yourself like this into the future. What a glorious future. And if you can bring that love into this pattern, what could that do? What possibilities could that open up? What could that change? So now holding the feelings of passion, excitement, and love. And your mind now, stand up for yourself. Step into that pattern and say, your mind, speak your truth mentally to whomever it is that you need to say it to. Whoever it was who pushed your button, or perhaps it's even a whole educational system. Whatever is representing that, speak to them now. We'll be quiet for just a little bit. Speak of your passions. Speak of the excitement and the potentials for the future, and speak of the love and what that can do to heal this circumstance. Say it with strength. Reinforce it with light. Let there be impact. Let others listen to you in that pattern. Whoever it is that you are speaking to, let them listen. They hear you. That's it. You may want to repeat something that seems to be very important to you. Or perhaps say something in different words. And as you say this, and as you come to the conclusion of your expression, feel your strength. Feel your light, your power, your love. Feel your enthusiasm. Feel your optimism. Feel. Feel. Imagine your feelings. Don't put any feelings into thoughts. Feel. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it in your body. Feel it grounding into the earth. Feel it shining from your body, radiating. Feel it. Feel our love surrounding you. Feel it. You are so loved. You're so valued. There are so many who love you on the other side, who walk with you through your life every day. Let the love in so the magic can work. Now see the response of those to whom you've been saying what you've been saying. They don't have much response, but see them shift. See their energy shift. And without any judgments of them or judgments of yourself, let them be free to feel themselves. Give them freedom to be who they are. Not perhaps the game players they've been trying to be. The controllers, the manipulators. Give them their freedom. Let them go. They don't have to control and manipulate you any longer. You got it. You know. Forgive them. Let them go. Or allow them to come and work with you. To step into the arena of play. Perhaps almost a miracle. That they open up. Become softer, gentler, more honest, more clear. As they become more empowered and feel safer. Offer them that safety. As you demand it for you. Tell them now. Tell them of the future and its possibilities. What would it look like if all was in harmony and all were free to speak their truth? What a glorious world it could be. Feel. Feel the optimism. Feel the shifts going on. Let things shift now. Just feel the pattern shift. And as it shifts, you begin to feel a flow of energy through the pattern, flow of energy through your body, a flow of energy greater than you have felt before, a flow of freedom, a flow of emotion, energy in motion. And it flows through the present and into the future, and so you look again to the right. And the lands to the right, the lands of the future, have cleared. No mist now. And it glows. The land itself glows and shines. It's bright. It's beautiful. It's extraordinary. Look at how bright it is. How amazingly bright. And as you look there, you see, in a sense, only hovering maybe 50 feet from you, or 25 feet now from you. There's a flying being, a gently flying being coming your way in light from the right. Is it an angel? Is it a spirit guide? Who is that? As they float up to you from the lands of the right, from the lands of the future. And you see, it is you, your future self, the one who lives that life there, who is free emotionally and is not in any fear of having to encounter an emotionally intense or tense situation. Totally free, totally relaxed, nothing worrying them, nothing bothering them, nothing they're milling over. This future self, so free, so light in the chest, in the solar plexus. Feel a sense of vibration with this one so that your chest, your heart area opens up in a sense of light with a rush of joy, with a rush of ease and comfortableness. And your solar plexus the same. Let it relax. Let the tension go. Feel it open, free now. Free and bright and light. Connecting with your future self, who is free, who floats freely, comfortably, who feels safe, who's happy, who can experience all the most intense positive emotions of love and ecstasy of bliss. Because they can truly feel their anger and their passion. They can truly feel their fear and their excitement. They can truly feel that hurt and healing of the love. They can feel it deeply. So they can feel the phenomenal, joyous, celebratory, magical emotions easily. And as you look at this stunning, wondrous self, you realize within yourself, I am that. You are that being. Make your choice now. Make your choice with as much intensity as you can. Your choice to live a life of emotional freedom. To live a life of healing those patterns until they become patterns of joy, until harmonies between you and others lead to glorious days and celebratory nights. You are that. Own it. And that self, that is you, that future self, looking at you with such love and such compassion, because that future self knows what you've been going through in the past. It knows where you're at right now and how far you've come. And it opens its arms to invite you to come the rest of the way. Respond, dear one. Open your arms. Receive that future self, that light being, so glorious, so free. Receive that light being into you now. Let them just come in their light into you. Let them merge into you. Let yourself breathe in. Ah, the love and the ecstasy. And feel the light. They come into you, they turn around, and you and your future self, looking out of the same eyes of your wisdom, you are one. And you notice, looking over to your left, up there on the hill, there is a self sitting there. A self that's just at the precipice of a great healing, a great life filled with joyous feelings, empowered feelings, majestic feelings. And you claim it, and you choose it. I choose. I choose my emotional freedom. I choose to unleash the positive power of my emotions to create incredible passion, excitement, enthusiasm, love, healing, and the ecstasy of divine union. The ultimate feeling. I choose it now. I will this. And we shimmer about you in response to your choice, for we will be there to help you, as with all the others with whom you call upon for support, and love you, and live with you, and walk with you every day. A glorious future awaits. A celebration is in order. So let yourself now feel the feelings. Hold the resonance as best you can. And bring this back now into your physical plane life, your choice to hold presence, your power, and your emotional expression safe, and to give others their safety as well, in a reality that is fast becoming a safety-based reality. And a love-based reality. Rather than the old paradigm that you have left. We're going to count from 1 to 5. And at the count of 5, you bring this energy back into your body, into every cell of your body. Programming every cell, linking it up with the future that you have seen. The emotional celebration that is coming. 1, 2, 3. Intensify it inside your body now. Just expand the light really out, really huge. Come on, you're a beam. Huge, huge, huge light. Come on. 4 and 5. At the count of 5 now, you're opening gently your eyes. Gently, very gently, like a butterfly's wing. Breathing gently in your light. Coming back. coming back to present, coming back into the room, coming back into the awareness of everything that is around you. Allowing yourself now to bring this back into your life. And whenever you find yourself slipping and sliding and going out of balance, remember, you have been here. This place calls you. It is inevitable for you. Remember. Remember. Transmute the emotions. Anger to passion. Fear to excitement. Hurt to love and healing. And now take a breath. And maybe wiggle your fingers a bit. Maybe wiggle your toes. Rotate your ankles, you know, maybe shake your hands a little bit. Wiggle your body a little bit. You're back, ready to go. Let this integrate. It's going to take about 48 hours for what you have done in this meditation to really sink in and to really integrate. Stay off of judgments of yourself. Stay out of that. And call us. Call us to come and be with you. When you go to sleep at night, see the starry sky above you and say, Galexis, and we'll send a beam of light down to you, and it will surround you and shimmer around you with our love. And let us hold you in our love. Let us be with you. And you tell us what you want. Tell us what you feel and what you want to do with those feelings. Tell us where you want to go. Where you want that pattern to unfold to. Talk to us. Talk to us. And then go to sleep and we'll do some work on you. We'll do some healing work on you. It is our pleasure. As it is our pleasure to speak with you today. And to be with you through this process. And to see you heading on into your life, into your world, to touch others with your light and your love. We are so excited and so happy for you. We have such passion about this, if you can't tell by now. For you to be in your light, in your power, in your radiance. We can be with you any time of day. We don't have to be with you just at night. So go forth into that great world, yeah? As yourself. And yourself is totally good enough. All right. As we say, it's a pleasure working with you. A pleasure being with you. And we look forward to whenever we can work with you again. In the future. And so for now, as always, we surround you with our light. And with our love. Farewell.